1-800-300-2966. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-300-2966. That's 1-800-300-2966.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Heal.com. Annandale, Virginia, the crash right in the intersection of 236 and Hummer Road. This puts it just inside the Beltway on 236 Little River Turnpike at the intersection of Hummer Road. Everyone's affected trying to get through that intersection. Please watch for a response there and to direct you around. Now, out to the Beltway, off to a quiet start, essentially from the Wilson Bridge to the Legion Bridge are doing okay. Maryland Beltway from Topside from 95 to George Avenue slow. We had the earlier crash near Colesville Road that was put over to the shoulder. Out of Greenbelt now slowing, heavy delays. Southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway before you even get to 193, and that takes you to inside the Beltway down toward Good Luck Road. Now 95 southbound, seeing some of that volume now to merge onto those outer loop delays. So that's what's causing some of those slowdowns. Columbia, Maryland, let's go Guilford Road, just north of I-95 at the intersection with Oakland Mills Road. Still watch for the crash in the intersection. You can get through, but a little extra volume. And heading through town on North Capitol Street, coming southbound approaching Michigan Avenue, we have two lanes blocked. A manhole cover has become dislodged, and they've coned that off. They're trying to get that resolved. No problems to report on the southeast, southwest freeway. We're good on New York Avenue early here. Need a doctor? See one in your home today. On demand, in-home, urgent care from quality doctors. Covered by insurance or $99. HEAL.com, Heal.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Expecting damp roadways this morning. Most of the untreated road surfaces probably just wet, but some scattered areas of snow showers around. Accumulations up to an inch in some spots, or maybe some rain mixing in at times. And windy and cold otherwise this afternoon, partly cloudy. We'll stay in the mid-30s, maybe the upper 30s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Vienna, 34 in Waldorf, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Heal.com. Well, now it's up to the president whether we see that classified House Intelligence Committee memo. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15 this morning, Max Eden of the Manhattan Institute will join us. We're going to talk about D.C. schools. And then at 7:35 this morning, Representative Mike Rogers, former congressman and the former head of the House Intel Committee, will be with us. We'll talk about all of the news breaking from that committee yesterday. 8:05 Mercedes Schlapp is with the White House. We'll give us a curtain raiser on the State of the Union this evening. What can we expect the president to say? 8:15, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will rejoin us here on Mornings on the Mall after yesterday, promising a surprise. We'll find out what it is. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will break down the economic implications of this State of the Union. I'm Vince Galanese with Mary Walter.
Top FBI official Andrew McCabe has been removed from his post as deputy director. Big news yesterday. Now, we knew that he was going to kind of coast until, I believe it's March, sometime in March, when he would hit tenure and then he was going to retire and then live off the fat of the taxpayers after that, as government employees are entitled to do. But he has taken what's called terminal leave. Sounds so serious. It's basically taking vacation until he reaches his planned retirement in just a couple of weeks. So he will no longer be reporting to the FBI.
Right.
Now, this is very interesting because the memo, we know that it was voted that the memo will be released. The vote was taken along party lines with the Republicans saying that this infamous memo, the Devin Nunes memo that outlines everything that they found out so far from the House Intelligence Committee.
FISA abuses.
Yes. Was voted on along party lines with the Republicans voting to release this, the Democrats voting not to release it. And right on the heels of that, Andrew McCabe goes on terminal leave. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think one has anything to do with the other?
Well, Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, went to Congress on Sunday to take a look at that memo. Because remember, the FBI was like, hey, what's in this thing? And Congress said, hey, why don't you come over and take a look? So the director of the FBI did. And Andrew McCabe, whose name was, we've seen reports over the last week that maybe his name was in this memo. And that McCabe, the following day, pushed that Ray pushed McCabe out the following day. Now, there may be a causal relationship between those two things, but here's what we should remember from the available reporting. McCabe's name came up in the Inspector General report as having done wrongdoing. So the Inspector General, which we have not seen that report yet, right, but the Inspector General apparently indicated to the FBI director that there was a concern about McCabe, and that's what precipitated his departure here. So whether or not it was the actual Nunes memo or Gowdy, I guess Gowdy really was the key author here behind this memo, the Gowdy memo or the House Intel memo by Republicans, or it was the Inspector General himself. Either way, those things very well could have both played a role in precipitating the departure of Andrew McCabe as deputy director of the FBI. But that was not the version we got from the media yesterday. The second the news of Andrew McCabe's departure came up, what did you hear? Man who was attacked by Trump for months leaving office. Oh boy, it looks like the president really can force the deputy director of the FBI to leave. That was the brain dead, like, blanket quick fire assessment of half of the press right away yesterday without even having a second of breathing room to do some reporting. It was just like, it's Trump's fault. What? What kind of reporting is this?
Yeah, well, the new acting deputy director of the FBI to replace Andrew McCabe is David Bowditch. He worked under Comey. He was the third ranking FBI official. He's now going to become number two. Well, in testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee last June, Comey said he had spoken to senior colleagues, including Bowditch, about President Trump's allegedly asking Comey to have the FBI back off its probe in Michael Flynn. So he's in this loop. He's in this, which is to be expected because he was number three. So, of course, he's involved in this loop of all these investigations that went on with Hillary Clinton and the Lynch tarmac meeting and all those things. Of course, Bowditch's name is going to come up in these. And now you're going to, I just think it's, I get the line of succession. I understand that he was the next one to move up. Totally makes sense. But it also makes sense that he was involved in all of these other things that have gone on. Also, there is a new book coming out by Howie Kurtz called Media Madness. And in this book, he says that Andrew McCabe asked to speak privately with Reince Priebus in 2017, following a 2017 briefing. There had been a story that came out in the New York Times, and he said that he asked for the meeting to tell Priebus that everything in that story was false, it was BS. Here is the headline. Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence, and it was sourced to four current and former American officials. Nothing verified, nothing, no evidence that any of the reporters had seen anything to verify any of that. Long story short, McCabe claimed, according to Howie Kurtz's book, that claimed to want Priebus to know that the FBI's perspective on the story was this story is not true. So Priebus said to him, well, look what's going on TV. They're reporting this as gospel. Can you guys come forward and say that what you just told me? Can you come forward and publicly say that? McCabe said he'd have to check. Well, McCabe supposedly called back and said he couldn't do anything about it. Comey called later, according again to Howie Kurtz, and said he couldn't do anything, but he did offer to brief the Senate Intelligence Committee on the matter. A week later, because if he briefed the Senate Intelligence Committee, they could say something, that maybe they would say something. A week later, CNN's airing a breaking news story that names Priebus. And according to multiple U.S. officials, the FBI rejected a White House request to publicly knock down media reports about communications between Trump associates and Russians known to U.S. intelligence. Boy, if that's true, does that right there, that shows that first of all, it looks like Priebus was set up. Number one. And number two, it looks like people from the FBI at a high level, Comey and McCabe, purposely did this and then leaked it to CNN. That's what this looks like if these allegations are true.
If it's just the two of them in a room, who do they tell and who shared that with the media? This notion. And by the way, that's consistent with what the president said to James Comey. Remember? He said, Comey told him three times he was not under investigation.
Yes.
And the president of the United States asked him to say it in public. And he didn't until after he was fired and he was in congressional testimony and admitted out loud that the president was not under investigation. It took congressional testimony for him to say that out loud. By the way, how is that obstruction of justice if the president knows he's not under investigation and fires James Comey anyway? Precisely. Here's what the White House had to say yesterday about the president being involved in McCabe's firing, if at all. Listen.
So, and just to kind of finish this loop, so no one at the White House contacted the FBI about McCabe. No one put any directives or even had any discussions about his tenure at the FBI. Did anyone at the White House?
Not that I'm aware of. Nothing specific to McCabe and his stepping down as of today, if that is what is being reported.
So the president had nothing to do with McCabe terminal leave. I love that.
She also said he was not involved in that decision-making process.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk some more about this with Representative Mike Rogers at 7:35, former head of the House Intelligence Committee. And also Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be with us at 8:15, and we're hoping to get some more details from him as well. You're not going to want to miss it. 6:15 on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Now, as you head out and about this morning, just keep in mind the weather conditions. We have some of the wet pavement. Some areas you might find some slick spots. The overpasses, on and off ramps as well, elevated surfaces. Now, we do have a crash in Annandale, still quite active here on Little River Turnpike, just inside the Beltway. So 236 at the intersection with Hummer Road. Still see fire and rescue units there. 395 fogging down just a bit here through Landmark, but then good the rest of the way out of Shirlington to head on in toward town to the Wilson Bridge, backing near 210. And then 295 slowing as you come off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab, with lanes reported open in that stretch. Let's go Maryland, Columbia, Guilford Road at Oakland Mills Road. That's north of I-95. Watch for the detour set in place. Now they say they're going to do an investigation through that stretch. So Guilford Road north of I-95. 270 southbound as you come through abandoned Hyattstown. Watch for the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy with snow showers this morning. Some rain mixed in. Maybe up to an inch of snow in spots, probably more towards the north. Chance of snow 50%. Partly cloudy later. Temperatures in the mid-30s. Now tonight, clear skies, fairly windy. Low at 23. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny early, but then increasing cloudiness later in the day with a high of 42. Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
The State of the Union tonight, 9 p.m., right here live on WMAL. In the guest box tonight, which has become a long tradition in recent decades, for the President of the United States to bring some important guests, which he will name drop probably throughout the speech tonight. They will sit with First Lady Melania Trump. Are a couple people on this list. I want to share with you some of the highlights here. Marine Matthew Bradford. Corporal Matthew Bradford is the first blind double amputee to re-enlist.
Oh, dear Lord.
With that status, he will join the First Lady in her box for the State of the Union. He was deployed in 2006 to Iraq.
Wow.
He stepped on an IED, was blinded and crippled by the blast. After rehab and surgeries, he re-enlisted, becoming the first blind W amputee to do so.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
What
yeah,
a hero.
I wonder what his job is now in all of this, but you know, he re-enlisted after being devastated by that IED. So he'll be present tonight in the box with the First Lady of the United States.
What an honor to have, you know, just to have him there. That's incredible.
Yeah, an incredible story. So he'll be there, and there's a whole bunch more. Corey Adams, a skilled welder at Staub Manufacturing Solutions in Dayton, Ohio, and emphasis on how an extra money has helped them with tax reform, and has gone into their two daughters' education savings. There's a couple parents tonight of slain children of MS-13 victims. Elizabeth Alvarado, Robert Mickens, Evelyn Rodriguez, and Freddie Cuevas will be there tonight. They're the parents of Nisa Mickens and Kayla Cuevas, who in 2016, the girls were chased down and brutally murdered in Long Island as a part of 17 killings in Long Island by MS-13. And so they'll be present tonight. The president, obviously, in the Justice Department, making a big case of going after MS-13. John Bridgers, he founded the Cajun Navy in 2016 is what they call the group. And remember, during the flooding in Louisiana, the Cajun Navy out there saving people, saving thousands across the South. And to this day, they're helping collect resources for people who are affected by those storms. David Dahlberg, he's a fire prevention technician in Southern California. He'll be there tonight. He's stationed at the Pine Canyon Fire Station in Santa Lucia Ranger District. In July of last year, he saved 62 children and staff members from a wildfire that encircled their camp. 62 people saved from this wildfire by this guy, David Dahlberg. Also tonight, Officer Ryan Hollitz. He's a police officer from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's been on the force for 6 years, shot at twice, and experienced several near-death encounters, the White House says. His wife and he adopted a baby from parents who had suffered an opioid addiction. So they adopted the child. And so that'll be, obviously, tonight, a mention of the opioid crisis that the president's been so insistent on taking on, and somebody who's not only served in law enforcement capacity, but as a hero to that child's life. Here's one that I was so struck by. Ashley Leppert is a Coast Guard aviation electronics technician. She was involved last year in saving people devastated by the hurricanes. And they had lowered a helicopter basket to lift a woman to safety. And in the basket, the woman was clutching a couple of bags, which Ashley thought were was clothing. But when they got the woman up to the helicopter, they discovered that inside the bags, she saw four sets of children's eyes looking up at her. The woman had basically bagged up her own children and got them onto this basket and brought them up to the helicopter. And saving all of them. And the White House, in such a touching way, describes this as Ashley saw four sets of children's eyes looking at her as their guardian angel. A really sweet line.
Wow.
Agent Celestino C.J. Martinez will be there tonight. He's a supervisory special agent for the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations Unit. He's had his 15-year tenure working to dismantle transnational criminal organizations, including, you guessed it, MS-13. Staff Sergeant Justin Peck, he's in the Army for 8 years. In November 2017, he was a part of a team that was conducting a multi-day mission with partner forces in Syria, in Raqqa, to clear IEDs. Chief Petty Officer Kenton Stacy was there clearing the second floor of a hospital building when he was struck by an IED blast. That's when Staff Sergeant Peck jumped into action. He was holding a position outside the building. He rushed to Stacy's location on that second floor. And he applied a tourniquet, placed an endotracheal tube, and performed artificial respirations and CPR. He saved that Chief Petty Officer's life. So many people. I wasn't even able to get to all of them. That's 9 p.m. tonight. Again, you'll be able to hear it on WMAL. Many of the names that you'll hear the president mention when he gives this speech this evening.
6:22 on WMAL.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of U.S. Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. TMS.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mary. We're keeping a close watch on the weather and the traffic mixed together. It can always be a little tricky, especially when we're hovering near these freezing temperatures and precipitation. So watch on those elevated surfaces, on and off ramps for sure, bridges, of course, as well. Now let's get you into Virginia in the HOV lanes for a crash on 395 right near Glebe Road. One of two lanes blocked. A little bit of activity here. So as you come in past Duke and King Street, the HOV lanes, an unexpected delay for you, but now you're in the know. Let's go Little River Turnpike just inside the Beltway. Crash just cleared on Little River Turnpike at Hummer Road. You can now get through that intersection. It did affect both ways, so improving quickly on that pace. We'll go Maryland, Montgomery County on 198 Spencerville Road near Good Hope Road for the crash. In Columbia, Guilford Road right near or north of I-95 at the intersection of Oakland Mills Road. Again, that's Guilford Road, Oakland Mills Road. If you use that stretch, looks like they have that shut down in each direction now with an accident investigation. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expecting damp roadways this morning. Most of the untreated road surfaces probably just wet, but some scattered areas of snow showers around. Accumulations up to an inch in some spots. There may be some rain mixing in at times. And windy and cold otherwise this afternoon, partly cloudy. We'll stay in the mid-30s, maybe the upper 30s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
And real quick for you, I want to finish what's left of this guest list. You have Preston Sharp tonight, also going to be in the box with the First Lady. He was visiting his veteran grandfather's grave back in 2015. Noticed that none of the veterans' graves really had flowers or American flags around them. Not enough. And he decided to start a nationwide flag and flower challenge, and has thus far placed more than 40,000 American flags and carnations on soldiers' graves nationwide. He's with the Flag and Flower Challenge, and he'll be present tonight in the box. And also more people from Staub Manufacturing Solutions, which you'll, again, hear from the president tonight about how the tax reform has helped them. Also, the Democrats, here's what's going on with them. 11 Democrats at this hour so far have indicated that they will be boycotting the State of the Union, not appearing before it. And also, Democrats having at least 5 separate responses to the president's State of the Union. Bernie Sanders, who, remember, is actually an independent, will be giving his own State of the Union response. Joe Kennedy is giving the official Democratic response. Then you've got Delegate Elizabeth Guzman of Virginia will give the official Spanish language response to Trump. And then there's 2 progressive figures within the party, Maxine Waters and then former Representative Donna Edwards, slated to give responses. Elizabeth Warren will be doing interpretive dancing. 628 on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Here's what our payroll customer, Laura, thinks about us.
Patriot Software and their amazing team are a crucial part of our business. They handle the details of payroll and tax payments so we can focus on delivering exceptional customer service to our own clients. Patriot's payroll is affordable, easy to use, and it keeps us organized. They're receptive to their customers and strive to demonstrate that each day. Without a doubt, we will be using their payroll services for many years to come. Thank you, Patriot Software. 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, the memo, the infamous four-page memo, the Republicans voted to release it. We'll give you a preview, and Tom Brady clapping back. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, the little bit of snow some places got this morning, certainly not that much anywhere, has led to a few school announcements this morning from the WMAL Storm Center. Schools in Montgomery County, Frederick County, Howard, and Carroll counties are all opening 2 hours late this morning. In Virginia, Spotsylvania County schools are also opening 2 hours late. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. The House Intelligence Committee wants to release that memo on purported FBI wrongdoing.
The classified memo that accuses the FBI of improper action could be out before the start of next week. The vote to make it public was split on party lines. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump will make a decision within the next 5 days.
Obviously, the president is going to meet with his national security team, also with White House counsel, and determine the best course to move forward.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Tonight's State of the Union address by President Trump will include a number of special guests.
Owners of a couple of businesses that the White House says have benefited from the Trump bump, tax cuts, and rising stocks will be on hand. The First Lady's box will include veterans and David Dahlberg, a firefighter credited with saving scores of lives of children and counselors caught in a California wildfire. And to make his points about needing a border wall and reducing immigration, among the President and First Lady's guests will be parents of two girls slain by MS-13 gang members and an ICE agent who's been battling that gang in particular. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Listen to the President's State of the Union address tonight at 9, right here on WMAL. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,439, the NASDAQ at 74,67. Sports sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. The Oklahoma City Thunder come to town tonight to take on the Wizards. The Caps have one more night off before returning to the ice tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
You know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP 180 weight loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP 180 weight loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately. And I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with EMP 180 weight loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real-world results. EMP 180 Weight Loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Elton John. Last chance to see him live on tour. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Reserve seats on sale Friday, February 2nd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road Tour. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Heading in through town over near Children's National Medical Center, North Capitol Street at Michigan Avenue. Right as you come up to that light, if coming southbound on North Capitol Street, a manhole cover became dislodged. Crews are at the scene and say now they have to do some repairs. So two lanes will remain blocked until further notice. Again, on North Capitol Street right near Michigan Avenue. So that can get definitely is going to be a little bit of a problem here with some extra delays needed, extra time needed for sure. Getting around the Beltway, here we go to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing before St. Barnabas Road. We're okay on the Virginia Beltway. A little bit of volume as now you head through the Tysons area. And then top side jam up traffic begins right as you merge off of 95 around to George Avenue. Earlier crash at Colesville Road. Now that has been cleared. 395, what's going on? Well, it's in the HOV lanes for the crash in the Shirlington area. So 395 HOV commuters as you come up toward Glebe Road, one of the two lanes still blocked. Main lines jammed as you come off the Beltway and you head through Landmark and into Shirlington as well. But those main lines had been open. We're checking you out heading through town. DC 295 south past Benning Road and East Capitol Street slow and coming off of the BW Parkway exit ramp to New York Avenue with the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a touch of snow shower activity around with maybe some raindrops mixed in at times, so it'll be tough to accumulate with temperatures hovering above freezing today. As we stay in the 30s all day, overnight tonight a little bit colder, cleared out. Fairly windy still, 23 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun to clouds tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 36 in Arlington, 35 in Silver Spring, 36 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good Tuesday morning. Joining us in a little bit over half an hour at 7:15 will be Max Eden from the Manhattan Institute. We're going to talk to him about D.C. schools and graduation rates. A study was done on it, and it ain't good. 7:35, Mike Rogers, who's the former head of the House Intelligence Committee, is with us. We'll talk to him about the FISA memo and Andrew McCabe being put on terminal leave. At 8:05, from the White House, Mercedes Schlapp to give us a preview of the State of the Union address tonight. At 8:15, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonies.
All right, well, the Super Bowl is just days away now between the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles. So there's a lot of media attention going on with that. And, of course, Tom Brady receiving much of it, entering into a very busy week for them as they kind of engage with the media and also prepare for the Super Bowl. But Brady, have you heard about this? WEEI in Boston, a Boston area radio station, has been doing a weekly interview with Tom Brady, some say the greatest of all time quarterback. And for many years they've been chatting with him, and this radio station has gotten itself into some trouble with the Patriots quarterback because of a comment one of their staffers made about his 5-year-old daughter. Let me give you the setup here, and I'll get you to where it was yesterday. There's a web show that Tom Brady does on Facebook, and it's called Tom Versus Time. It's a documentary, I guess, and it appeared on Facebook. And in it, there's a scene where Brady's standing in his living room with his daughter off camera, yelling to her father about going to play soccer. In fact, here's the audio of basically him just being, you know, at home with his kid.
Daddy, I'm going to soccer.
Arby. Arby.
Daddy.
What?
I'm going to soccer.
I'm going to watch.
Yes, you need to chill here?
Huh.
A sleepover.
With Evelyn?
What are you willing to do and what are you willing to give up to be the best you can be? We only have so much energy, and the clock's ticking on all of us. And when you say yes to something, it means you got to say no to something else.
All right, so this is Brady talking about the trade-offs in his life and being at home, and you can hear his cute daughter like shouting in the background about all the things she's interested in doing. Well, one of their hosts on a show not related to the one that that Brady normally appears on, which is called the Kirk and Callahan Show, which he does normally. Another show on another show, this WEEI employee, Alex Reamer, he said this about the five-year-old daughter. Now, we've bleeped the word, but just for your imagination, it's a synonym to whiz aunt. Just the first part would be a synonym to whiz, okay? Here's the radio host talking about Brady's daughter and what she sounded like in that scene.
First scene was so staged, where Brady's like in the kitchen, his kids being an annoying little it's like
annoying little and then blank. So he says this on the air. Well, then Brady appears yesterday on WEEI again to have his weekly appearance, and it kind of gets uncomfortable really quickly. Not surprising when it involves a five-year-old. Here's Brady appearing on the show.
Stacey had told me that someone had made a comment about my daughter or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yeah, Tom, we were just talking about it. It was Alex Reamer and Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you like. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, I've tried to come on this show for many years with and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, do a good job for you guys. So, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child. They certainly don't deserve that. So.
Oh, no, Tom, no question. Yeah, as I said, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. So that's totally fine.
I will maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand. All right, Tom, you too.
I could just imagine the finger marks in the program director's forehead as he's like grabbing his head thinking, oh my God, we're losing Saint Tom Brady on our radio station. He's been doing weekly hits for years. This is insane. So that's what happens. They mentioned, of course, that the host was suspended by the station indefinitely at this point, which means indefinite. Not quite sure how long it's going to last, but Tom Brady was asked again last night about this during the media sessions and said the following. We all have careers and make mistakes. I'd hate for someone to have to change their life over something like that. That was certainly not what he intended, meaning he doesn't want to see this guy lose his job over it. But he's upset with it, and he's considering whether or not he'll ever do WEEI again as a result of those comments about his daughter.
And all I'm going to say is if you put your kids out there and you put them in a series that's an online documentary, clearly you're looking for something a little bit more than that. You put your kids up for scrutiny and you better be able to take it. It's the same thing with the first children. If you're going to put your kids out there in campaign ads and that kind of thing and you're going to make them part of it.
Yep. You always got to be careful with your kids. But don't attack five-year-olds. They're kind of off.
Oh, okay. So there's a cutoff. There's an age cutoff. Come on. If you're in the documentary, you got to be open to criticism. That's all I'm going to say.
Tom Brady's currently evaluating his position with WMAL as well. 6:43 at WMAL.
Chris Plant here. We hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699. Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, everybody, 395 in delays, and I'm talking main and HOV lanes. Problem is, in the HOV lanes in Shirlington, still have the left of two lanes blocked right near Glebe Road. So focusing on that, obviously, because we're slowing down to get around this crash. So HOV, you need extra time that you normally don't have to wait for through that stretch. On the main lines, we're slow to rubberneck, and then in the backups, have one reported 395 north right near Seminary Road. So everyone keep alert, please. Interstate 95 northbound, new accident just reported as you come up toward Route 1 in Woodbridge. 66 east, crash quickly over to the shoulder as you head through Centerville, approaching 29 Centerville. So a lot going on. We do have wet pavement. Definitely want to watch for the elevated surfaces. Overpasses tend to be slick, maybe some of the freeze there. On the Maryland trip, let's go into Columbia, Maryland. Guilford Road, north of I-95, closed at Oakland Mills Road. They're doing accident investigation there. Montgomery County still with the crash on 198 Spencerville Road, right near Good Hope Road. And top side of the Beltway slows before you get to 95. So right after you pass the IKEA, watch for those brake lights, and that takes you around toward George Avenue. Had the early morning crash between Coldstone, Georgia. That's been to the shoulder for a while. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a touch of caution. Some snow out there this morning. Most of it widely scattered around and up to an inch in some spots, especially the grassy surfaces, untreated road surfaces. Maybe some rain mixing in. Temperatures hold mid to upper 30, so we'll probably hover just above freezing. And as we get into the afternoon, partly cloudy, still windy and cold. Overnight tonight, 23 and clear outside the Beltway. Colder and still fairly windy. Increasing clouds tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 36 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL. Hashtag release the memo. They heard you. The House Intelligence Committee last evening voted to release a classified memo that put together by Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy. It's a four-page memo, and it's a summary of what they found basically so far in their investigation. Now, the vote went down along party lines, as you suspected it would, because the Democrats don't want this to come out, and the Republicans are like, no, we're going for full transparency here. We're going to start putting some of this stuff out there. Let the American people decide. So the party line vote, 13 Republicans, 4, 9 Democrats against. Adam Schiff, the ranking member for the Democrats on the committee, gave a press conference after the decision. Here's what he's had to say about it.
We raised, of course, the transparently political objective behind this, which is to allow the majority to set a certain narrative for a week or so before they released a full statement of the facts from the minority. But nonetheless, this is where we are.
All right, so this is where we are. Democrats are not happy about this at all. Oh, well. Now, you know, this, for once, I hate partisanship. I hate it. But for once, it's kind of nice to see the Republicans acting like Democrats and kind of playing the game by the Democrats' rules for once. Republicans never do. It's nice, kind of nice to see it.
But I don't want this to be a political document.
I agree.
I don't want whatever they're releasing to be like a Republican spin class. You know what I mean? I want this to be a genuine, authentic analysis of the facts that lives up to the billing that we've heard from these Republican officials. I've said from the beginning, and a lot of people have, if this is overhyped, if this is just a bunch of nonsense from Republicans who said that this is like Watergate, I'll be very disappointed in these Republicans.
Yeah, I agree with you. And on Sunday, FBI Director Christopher Wray went to the Capitol to view the memo. And according to Fox News, he was asked to point out inaccuracies or any other issues with the wording. And he said he's going to have his people take a look at it.
Right.
So
now it's in the president's hands.
Absolutely. He's got 5 days to decide whether to release it or not. To discuss this further with us at 7:35, we'll be joined by Representative Mike Rogers. And at 8:15, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka with more information on this. It's now 6:50 on WMAL.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
What are you trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there.
We can.
And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. It's been almost exactly a year since the Dow had two triple-digit down days in a row, and we're poised for day two of that today after yesterday's 177-point slide. The Dow is indicated to drop 150 points this morning at the open. Markets are all lower in Europe. They closed lower in Asia. Crude oil is down almost 1% this morning. Some strong earnings results could turn the red to green. Pfizer, McDonald's, and Harley-Davidson still to report before the opening bell. Aetna is just out with better-than-expected earnings. Mixed results this morning from Home home builder Pulte Homes. Watch shares of JPMorgan Chase today. The bank announced that CEO Jamie Dimon will stay on for about 5 more years, giving the bank stability and putting an end to some of those rumors that he might run for president in 2020. Meantime, President Donald Trump is expected to make the stock market and the economy a focus of his first State of the Union address tonight. Auto Trader is just out with the top used cars for 2018. The Good as New list includes the Chevy Tahoe, Ford Edge, Hyundai Tucson, the Mazda 6, Nissan Rogue, Subaru Forester, and Toyota Tundra. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's an idea for a vacation that's special this year. It's Chris Plant inviting you to join me on a luxurious 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome, August 4th on the luxurious all-suite and all-inclusive Regent Seven Seas Voyager. We'll be visiting the Croatian cities of Split and incredible Dubrovnik, Durres in Albania, the Greek island of Corfu, Sicily, and then on to Sorrento, Italy. It's a great value because included in our special all-inclusive WMAL pricing is free beverages throughout the ship. Select wine, beer, premium spirits and soft drinks, free shore excursions, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities. Plus, we'll have some get-togethers too. Join me on this trip of a lifetime. Call the travel store at 800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540. Or log on to WML.com/cruise.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County, I want to give you an alert here on a closure still with 198 Spencerville Road right near Good Hope Road due to a serious crash. So if you typically use that stretch of 198 Spencerville Road between Burtonsville, Columbia Pike, and New Hampshire Avenue, might want to rethink. It's possibly south of that Briggs Cheney Road. That could be a good alternate for you, but I would avoid that stretch of 198 until they can get planes going again through that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound inside the Beltway, really bunching up here. Try to head north to the exit for the Beltway. That's where we have the crash. That's the focal point of those delays. Both southbound is slow, coming out of Greenbelt as well. On DC 295, the heavy morning rush hour takes us slowly out of Riverdale and Cheverly to get you past Benning Road and East Capitol Street to the Wilson Bridge. We're backing now before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Scratching your head saying, what's happening here? 395, well, it's in the HOV lanes, the crash in Shirlington. Still have the left lane of two blocked. Everyone's slow leaving the Beltway on 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expecting damp roadways this morning. Most of the untreated road surfaces probably just wet, but some scattered areas of snow showers around. Accumulations up to an inch in some spots, and maybe some rain mixing in at times. And windy and cold otherwise this afternoon, partly cloudy. We'll stay in the mid-30s, maybe the upper 30s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 36 degrees at 657 on WMAL.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
All right, there's this video kicking around the internet right now of a woman on a commercial airline flight. We don't know which one. I've looked at like tons of news reports. Nobody's dragged it that far down. It's not that important anyway. The point is, this woman is in the aisle. She's wearing her yoga pants. She's dressed in athletic attire. She's got her Beats headphones on, listening to music, clearly relaxing and enjoying herself, doing a yoga routine in the aisle of the airplane. And when I say yoga routine, I don't mean just like light stretching. She's not just crossing one arm in front of the other and holding it. She's not got her arms over her head. She's literally doing downward dog in the aisle in her yoga pants. And the entire plane, you just look at all the passengers here and you'll be able to see it. Go to WMAL.com and go to our morning show page and click, go to our must click section. And you'll see this. Everyone on the plane looks like they're kind of like looking away. They're just trying to like look the other direction, like, oh, what's going on outside the window? Because you don't want to stare at the weirdo who's doing yoga routines in the middle of the aisle, Mary.
If I have to choose between this woman doing yoga in the aisle and the dude behind me with his like bare foot up on the armrest or something like that, I'll take her.
It's barefoot on the armrest?
Have you ever seen it? Come on. You haven't seen some of the weird stuff people do on public transportation? Okay.
I've seen a lot of weirdness.
I've seen guys clip their nails. And it's usually men who do that because they have no clue that it's just wildly inappropriate. I've seen so many things that I'll take downward dog in the middle of the aisle. Well, back hero. She also does, looks like she does back hero, a little camel.
Yeah, no, and like I don't know anything about the names of these other than I mentioned downward duck because like that's the most popular one, but like she's like bending over completely in front of everyone. The flight attendants don't even know what to do. They're just like staring at her like, what do we do about this? She's bending over backwards, like fully, like going over backwards so that, like, you know, her midsection is just pointing at the entire plane. She's doing it. And by the way, she's facing the passengers. She's not facing away from them. She's at the front of the plane facing the passengers like this is a routine that's like built in. Like, and she's doing it for them.
Well, that's a good thing, because if she were doing it the other way, you'd see her butt up in the air. So it's better, I guess, to do it the way she did it. I'll tell you, I think doctors say you should get up, you should stretch, you should walk, right?
Deep vein thrombosis.
That's right. Nobody wants a DVT on a flight.
That's right. Well, God only hopes that we can all have as much confidence as this woman does performing her yoga routine in front of an airline full of passengers.
So you're against it.
I don't know if I'm against it. I like that much confidence, though. I think more Americans need confidence, but less craziness. Was it Hillary? No, Hillary's not. She can't get in those yoga positions anymore for some reason, despite the fact that she's emailing about them. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, we're going to be joined by Representative Mike Rogers, former head of the Intelligence Committee, to talk about the FISA memo and McCabe out.
Yeah, and also the People's State of the Union was last night. Forget the real State of the Union, the People's State of the Union. It was hilarious and insufferable. We'll share it with you. Coming up, 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Not much snow this morning, but just enough to cause some school delays from the WMAL Storm Center. Schools in Montgomery County, Frederick County, Howard County, and Carroll County all opening 2 hours late this morning. In Virginia, Spotsylvania County schools also opening 2 hours late. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. The House Intelligence Committee has voted to release that classified memo the Republicans say shows anti-Trump bias at the Justice Department.
It's a four-page, politically partisan memo that was drafted by Republican staffers at the behest of committee chair Devin Nunes. And at the heart of it, it accuses the FBI of abusing surveillance laws when it relied on the Steele dossier in part for a warrant on former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. President Trump's preparing to deliver his first State of the Union address tonight in a speech that administration officials say has been in the works for many weeks. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked if the president will touch tonight on the Russian election meddling probes.
I think we've addressed it every single day that we've been here. It's one of the questions you guys ask over and over and over again. In fact, we spend more time on that than we do any other topic, despite the fact that time and time again, poll after poll says that, frankly, no one cares about this issue, and it's certainly not the thing that keeps people up at night. We'd love to talk about all of the things that do, and my guess is that will be the focus of the president's State of the Union.
And you can hear the State of the Union address tonight at 9, right here on WMAL. This has been a particularly nasty flu season, and now the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Washington is doing what it can to help keep parishioners from getting sick.
Questions have come in from those attending Mass in our area regarding how they should handle things like shaking hands and drinking from the cup due to the flu. Archdiocese of Washington spokeswoman Chieko Noguchi says they're offering the following guidance.
For the sign of peace, we have informed our pastors that they might consider reminding their faithful that no one's under an obligation to shake hands.
Churches are also being encouraged to have hand sanitizer available. As for drinking from the chalice, those who are sick are being encouraged not to do so. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Ralph Northam administration is signaling that it is open to the idea of Virginia spending more money on Metro. But officials also indicate that money would largely have to come from the Northern Virginia suburbs. Montgomery County Council members are set to vote today on a plan to cut tens of millions of dollars in spending in 2018. The plan they're considering would cut $53 million from the county's operating budget, another $9 million from the capital budget. Montgomery County is facing a $120 million shortfall in tax revenue. Virginia Republicans are softening their opposition to expanding Medicaid. House Speaker Kirk Cox has sent a letter to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam saying the GOP caucus is willing to begin a dialogue on health care. But Cox also says Republicans still oppose a straightforward expansion of Medicaid and that any discussion must include work requirements and other reforms. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,439, the Nasdaq at 74,67. Sports, NBA, the Wizards are likely going to be without John Wall tonight when they host the Oklahoma City Thunder. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Accepting both.